For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The investigation into what happened to Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi continues in the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Turkey. Senator Marco Rubio tells NBC's Meet the Press, just because the Saudis are allies doesn't mean punishment wouldn't be necessary if found responsible for his death.
This is clearly someone that they were unhappy and uncomfortable with. What I do think is shocking is if, in fact, he was lured into a diplomatic facility, murdered, his body chopped up, and that they sent a group of people down there to carry this out. That would be an outrage. It would be an atrocity, and there would be a swift response.
Denying any involvement in the journalist's disappearance, Saudi Arabia rejects any threats of economic sanctions or political pressure. The Saudi stock market has plunged nearly 7%. In an interview with CBS News' Jeff Glor, President Trump weighs in on his potential 2020 election opponents, saying Joe Biden would be a dream opponent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Back to our top story. President Trump says there will be severe punishment if Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist who disappeared after being last seen on video entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, was murdered. During an ABC interview on This Week, Republican Senator from Arizona, Jeff Flake, was asked if there was any other explanation.
There sure doesn't seem to be. The Saudi Arabia government has been asked, the ambassador has been asked directly to bring information back. They haven't done so. Their explanation that their closed-circuit television just streamed and didn't record just isn't plausible. There's just no good explanation.
Khashoggi, a columnist for the Washington Post and Saudi royal insider-turned-critic, went missing after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd to obtain paperwork that would allow him to marry his Turkish fiancée. Britain, France, and Germany also say they're demanding a credible investigation. A more than six-hour standoff at a home in Georgia ends with sheriff's deputies fatally shooting a man who fired at them as he stood in his doorway. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The Iranian president accuses the Trump administration of being spiteful. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Hassan Rouhani quoted in a state-run news report on Sunday saying the United States is using psychological and economic warfare to try to create regime change in Iran. Rouhani saying that in the past 40 years, there hasn't been a more spiteful team confronting Iran than the current one in the United States, adding, "The worst have gathered now in the White House."
The Me Too movement has spread to India. India's junior external affairs minister denies any wrongdoing after more than a dozen women accuse him of sexual misconduct when he was a newspaper editor. MJ Akbar is threatening to take legal action against the women, calling the allegations false, baseless, and wild in a statement issued hours after he returned from an official trip to Africa. It's the first time Akbar has reacted publicly to the string of accusations against him amid calls from journalists and opposition politicians for him to resign. The New York Times has been looking into the financial dealings of not only President Trump, but also his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. USA Radio's Wendy King has that report.
They find that Kushner has apparently paid no federal income taxes for years. According to the paper, he's doing it legally because he claimed depreciation on some of the properties he owns, which the tax laws do allow. A spokesman for Kushner says he paid all taxes due. The Times said Kushner is worth nearly $324 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.